Satnam, everybody. We are in holiday season here, December 3rd, 2013. We've just been checking in about what our higher intentions are. And our master teacher, Yogi Bhajan, is here saying that we have kind of an interesting paradox, an interesting matrix on planet Earth, which is that that which seems the most unreal is actually the most unreal is actually the most real. So we were talking about living from spirit and living from a higher purpose and what the connection of that feels like, how the connection of that shows up around us. And it's beautiful because today we're still working with the archetype of the archer, the centaur, half animal, half divine, Sagittarius ruled by Jupiter, that expansion into the unknown, shooting the arrow for the big goal, which is connecting with our soul's purpose and expanding ourselves into our deeper levels of walking in the footprints of the masters. We are just working with the feeling of all that because we have Jupiter in Cancer for a year. We've been talking about that. So since we're in the sign of Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, the planet of expansion, and we've got Jupiter in Cancer, that means getting into our bodies, getting into the feeling, getting into the first three chakras, of being spiritual beings, aiming to live from our higher minds, our higher purpose on the planet at this time as we move into these ascension so-called frequencies. And I was just taking a little walk, looking at all the trees, and I was just feeling really the roots of the trees, how they connect with the ground. Each one is so different and so individual. And you know, I was just feeling the respect for the trees and the connection with the trees and how trees have been so cut down on the planet and trees haven't been respected as an example of the beautiful divine beings that they are. So to me, that was kind of an example of starting to look at the world through its divinity, and as we invoke that divine consciousness through our sight, through our observation, through our mind, then we start creating more of an interface with the divine. So it's beautiful that we have our master Yogi Bhajan here interfacing with us. He's nodding his head and smiling. He's saying, yes, I am interfacing with you. And he is saying, yes, looking at the roots of trees is a good way to bring the Jupiter in Cancer into the body, and we've talked about this before. You can also put up a picture of his feet, meditate on his feet, put a picture of his feet on your altar, and to let the energy flow from our divinity into our first three chakras. Yes, yes, forgiveness is kind of the most pivotal word to remember right now, because all the hurts and pains of being in a physical body and dealing with 3D, I was going to say the unconscious people, that sounds a little judgmental. I guess it is. Maybe I need to forgive. I have some people to forgive, I think. He's laughing at me. And he's saying right now, remember that connect or attach forgiveness to a flow of the divine, so that I hear him telling us right now that the word forgiveness, and that we can tend to think of forgiveness, even though it is to forgive, is an action, a verb, that it's kind of like we tend to, in our minds, think of forgiveness as a thing. Like we sort of, he's letting us know that we kind of, it's interesting what he's saying right now to us, that we objectify forgiveness as if we're looking outside of ourselves to forgive that person or what they did. And he's saying to just breathe and feel into what we're feeling in our bodies and let go of the external image and then feel into our bodies where that energy is not flowing. So part of this Sagittarius energy connected with the Jupiter in Cancer is bringing things back into the flow in our bodies, how the energy is reflected back in our own frequency field, our own holographic field that we interface with, we interface the etheric field with. So just right now, go ahead and just, you know, think about something that you want to forgive or let go of or move on from, one of those mind loops we were just talking about. Okay, good. Now, just our master is suggesting that we just bring that feeling back into our body and notice where that's kind of residing in our body. And for me, I'm kind of feeling something in my lower back, actually, to be transparent. And breathe into that and then exhale back into the etheric field or the hologram around us with that higher intention of connecting with the divine. And then breathe back into the place in your body where you're feeling that maybe tension. I'm breathing back into my lower back. And I'm just filling it with the light of forgiveness, filling my body with light. Beautiful. Wow. So that's what we're working with today. Enjoying this Sagittarius expansion energy. So let's see here. So with our astrology, we have Venus in Capricorn. So yeah, okay, that makes sense that I was walking and looking at trees and how each tree was so different. So feeling that love, grounding in that love into the body, into the earth. And the Venus in Capricorn has been opposite that Jupiter in Cancer. And we have the Sun in Sag trining Uranus. Okay, so that's the outer revolutionary planet. So changing our outlook, changing our holographic interface with the etheric field. And that's what we're just talking about right now, how to do that with the breath connected with the body. And then that moves into expanding our consciousness, connecting the right and left hemispheres of the brain. So this has to do with getting our, moving back into our inspiration and imagination. In other words, imagining a different view, a different vision. That's our right brain. So we connect that with our feelings and our breathing, then there's space to imagine a different outcome. Otherwise, we just keep walking into the same patterns, right? The same outcome. So what do we do to create a new paradigm here? What do we do to work with the feminine, the earth, the Gaia energy in our bodies? So how do we get into those first three chakras and down to our feet? And the way into them is down and through. So whatever comes up, as they say in Ardha, forgive us, lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment. All those energies that aren't connected from the heart. So facing us, suggesting that we breathe into our first three chakras, down into our feet, then bring the breath back up to our heart chakra, up to our third eye. Beautiful, beautiful. Circular breathing, unplugging from that which doesn't work anymore. That, and noticing our 3D conditioned beliefs, noticing what comes up from our subconscious that keeps looping around, as we were talking about a minute ago. The loop. So everybody has their own loop. So you can watch and see how your mind loops. And then work with the breathing. And as we said, work with mantra. Beautiful, beautiful. Good. Okay, so what, you know, what Yogi Bhajan is telling us about this Sagittarius time, this beautiful Sagittarius time, is that it's a time where we get to connect with our divine, our sattvic nature, and that's what we're working with. We're working on becoming angels on earth. We get into the finer frequencies, and this is Christmas time, is the time where we see all kinds of images of angels anyway. So he tells us that we have three gunas, which also, gunas just means qualities, three qualities in the body. The animal, the earthling, and the angel. So those parts are, the angel is obviously our connection with the infinite, our higher qualities, our sensitivity, our awakened, and our awakened human part. And the normal earth being part is really animated and controlled and dependent upon our emotions. So we have a thought, it could be a thought about the past. And then if we attach an emotion to it, then we're animating that part. So what we want to do is, as Tej Preet was saying, get into the neutral mind, watch the thoughts go by, and not have any emotions on what images go by. Even if we have a thought about something that we don't like, you can not like it, but we don't have to attach an emotion to it. Because the animal part of it goes there circles and circles and circles around the emotional body. And we don't want to attach ourselves to our thoughts, our emotions. And we don't want to act out as emotional or commotional turmoil. The sattvic part of us acts out of devotion. So we want to have devotion to the divine, devotion to our divine self. And when we channel our frequencies in that way, then the divine is devoted to us. And then we will be filled with all kinds of guidance and direction into our own divinity. And that is acting as an angel, acting with kindness and compassion, and being helpful, and being true to our word, and being peaceful in all of our actions, and feeling peace no matter what's happening around us. So this is a beautiful time of year, and with all the astrological energies, this is a beautiful time to practice work with our three gunas, to have a sattvic mind regardless. Our master saying, regardless of the conditions around us, even with things as they are, to move into our angelic quality. And he tells us, then we will sail through every situation as a saint. And that our personality selves will be united with our divine selves. And that's what allows the inner radiance to come out. So then when other people see us, they see and feel our light. Beautiful, beautiful. So we have the three gunas, the tamasic, the animal. That's when people are kind of fragmented in their personalities. And they're not coherent. So they might be one way one time, one way another time. Enough to make you kind of crazy. And the tamasic self has the quality of being angry and confused and kind of dull. So there's sort of a dull quality. And the tamasic quality is impulsive and just sort of, again, just act out of instinct. Just goes towards something and doesn't really think about it, the impact or where they're acting from. So that would be qualities in the first three chakras that are disconnected from the heart chakras and, you know, people acting out of revenge and things like that. And then there's the Rajasic quality. And that's the normal earthly human we see around us. And that Rajasic quality can be, also can be demanding. If you get around somebody, you feel a lot of demand energy, demanding things to be different. And this is the emotional, commotional, as we were talking about a minute ago. And it's still having the quality of seeing God as something outside of ourselves. But when we move into the Sattvic or the angelic human qualities, then we start to experience God or Goddess as personal and as present, and that we are actually embodying those qualities. So this is what we're talking about with the astrology and the Jupiter and Cancer. Feeling those Sattvic qualities merged with us into our bodies on a deeper level, and feel that our personality reflects the personality as being unified with spirit, and the grace that we're receiving grace, and that we're able to know how to focus the archer, focus the mind, discipline. And the color is green. It's the green frequency, the healing frequency, the heart chakra. And we move into our intuition and sensitivity. So when we work with our divine self, working with developing a sattvic mind, now we're walking as angels, and we're talking about how we walk as masters on the planet. So we move into some sattvic habits and sattvic traditions. So then that's all of your yoga practices and the things that you know, like wearing, you know, when you wear your white clothing and things like that, cover your head when you meditate. So those are some sattvic habits that help us feel lighter in our bodies. And the habits can actually help us release the heavier nature that might come up, whether it's from our own experiences or just from that we're transitioning, that we are working with our body that we got from our parents, our DNA line, our lineage. We're working with, you know, moving this dense physical body into the higher form. So when we start telling our body to reflect these beautiful sattvic habits, like eating lighter foods and, you know, not killing turkeys for turkey day and things like that, then we start working with the denser forms to turn them into sattvic forms. So we're learning how, at this time, we're practicing with our intentions to also have just sattvic habits. So it's not about, okay, suddenly I'm going to have this intention, and tomorrow I'm going to, you know, walk on water or something. It's more like just noticing that we can start practicing these habits during this time, and it's a really good time to anchor those frequencies in. So we work with that, and we keep working with mantra to cut through the denser levels. So let's just go ahead and take a breath. And notice what your breath's doing right now in relationship to your body. And let your breath come all the way down into your body, into your belly, all the way into your toes and out to your fingertips. Feeling that sattvic energy, because right now, the Series Think Hub is streaming sattvic frequencies through our body. So he just wants us to breathe and feel these sattvic frequencies, the sattvic code in our bodies right now. So go ahead and breathe that. Beautiful. And he's saying that the guru, the masters, the teachers, the ones that guide us from the darkness to the light, as he is right now. What it says in the Sigur Granthab, Guru Nanak says, even if 100 moons arise and 1,000 suns appear, even with such light, there would be pitch darkness without the Guru. So we're really talking with the Satvik frequencies, going beyond that which is seen into the unseen. And those are the codes that he's channeling through us right now. I hope everybody can feel that. I certainly can. I'm feeling a little giddy, almost like I had something to drink. And I don't drink alcohol at all. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so just feel that. And he's telling us, you know, that this is these feelings are actually we have to move into these sattvic frequencies like we are right now to actually feel and experience our own soul. And when we feel emotional, that's not feeling our soul. When reacting, that's not feeling our soul. So he's telling us the guidelines for this period of time, the sattvic guidelines, are to feel your soul. So that's the code he's giving us for this week, is feeling our soul. So just go ahead and breathe. Download that as I say a little bit more. And he talks about feeling how we have earned a physical body with our devotion, our meditation, and our good deeds. So he's saying just feel the grace of that. He's saying then that will allow us to be peaceful. Even if something outside of us seems to be disturbing, or if someone outside of us disturbs. And he's telling us that we have to have a human body in order to liberate ourselves. And you may have heard him say that even angels long to have a physical body. Beautiful. And he's saying, with the body, we have the choice. The choice is the word he uses. To serve the divine, to serve God's universe, to be in these sattvic frequencies, to flow, feeling the soul in our bodies. And he said, just work a little bit, like step by step, a little at a time each day. Don't think that it's going to happen all at once. And that takes the pressure off. And to work with our feelings, he's saying, synchronize our feelings with our souls. And that will turn our feelings into devotion and elevate our feelings. In other words, have compassion and forgiveness for ourselves and then for others around us. So he's talking about synchronizing with these sattvic feelings, getting in synchronization with our souls in our physical bodies, and he's saying that's what will help us complete or live and experience our destiny on the planet. And to move through that, and with our archer's bow, with our desire, he's saying desire, we should be an angel connected with our own soul. So he's saying, Karm, Krodh, Lobh, Moh. And he's talking about, Karm means desire, as we were just talking about. Desire to be sattvic, angelic. Use your passion. Use our passion or anger to use the power of the passion to connect with sattvic good habits, angelic habits. And use the lobe, the greed, to become greedy, to become like an angel. And use the moh, the pride, to be grateful that we have this beautiful human incarnation and we're going to become more and more angelic. And attachment. Attach yourself to the angelic ideals, the ideals of being a saint, a healer, and a giver at this time. Beautiful. Okay. All right. Beautiful. Excellent. So he's streaming the code, and we're going to go ahead and chant for a time and just feel these frequencies in our body. So beautiful. And that's what we're working with this week. Higher intentions. So, okay. I'm going to go ahead and put my phone on speakerphone, and we're going to be chanting Ra Ma, balancing the sun and the moon, male and female, right in the hemispheres of the day.
Ram, 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 Ram,
Sattvic codes, angelic codes, new frequencies. And let it go, let it go, let it go. Beautiful. Would anybody like to share what they were feeling or experiencing or share anything? Good, if we can anchor it in with a few words before we complete for today. I hope my phone didn't disconnect. I'm on my cell phone again.
You didn't disconnect, dear Karen. It's Tess Creek.
Thanks, Tess Creek.
I felt such an overwhelming amount of heat going through me, especially when we were doing the breath. And it's as if it was burning something out of me.
Mm.
That's how I felt
it. Nice.
Because I felt pain in my solar plexus area. And then as I was doing the breathing, it was releasing. And then after that, I felt that intense heat.
Beautiful. Yeah. I thought it was pretty powerful when Yogi Bhajan started saying these are new sattvic codes. You know, it's like, whoa. I felt really honored, actually. So.
Yeah, I know that yesterday one of the questions that was in my mind most of the day, it was more as if it was a voice talking to me saying, "Do you really want to carry these things into the next year, into the year 2014, and that was the question
that was
in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, "No. What is it I need to stop doing? What is it I need to work on getting rid of?" And everything was centered around those thoughts that would that are triggered. I call them trigger thoughts because
right.
I don't believe I bring them up. I believe they're in me, you know, in my subconscious, and they just come up from as a reaction. So that was what I was focusing on for the past day.
Beautiful.
So this kind of like really centered around everything that I've been delving into.
Wow. Thank you. I feel that, and I'm appreciating your sharing. I'm feeling like this more light coming through my heart, and I'm feeling the hearts of the angels and the people in this group. I'm feeling that our heart energy, this light's coming through our hearts, coming through my heart to expand us all into these higher frequencies. These kind of, I'm feeling like more of an opening into the space around, kind of almost like a 3D opening. And it's like an opening that's like a circle, like a spiral. It's opening all around me. Do you feel that at all?
I don't feel that. I just feel, cleansed. I just feel and lighter. I feel very cleansed, as if something was burnt off of me.
Mhm. Yeah, that's a good explanation. I'm feeling lighter, like in my third eye and around my head. It's kind of interesting. My mind feels lighter. Wow, I never thought about that before. But that's what I'm feeling. I'm actually feeling more light going through my mind right now, through my brain. Wow, that's kind of an interesting experience. Yeah.
Well, I just love these frequencies.
So thank you, Yogi Bhajan, and the angels, and healers. But now,
I want to say something. It was very hard for me, being under meditation, as a lot of pain came up for me lately. And I was sitting at my desk listening to the mantra, and then I was guided to step outside of the building, and I started walking around. I walk around and I looked at a parking spot. Someone put his name on the parking spot. That spot belongs to that person. And then suddenly I looked at the trees, and there was a miracle of life in all the trees around me. There was so much life, and I was like, well, even the trees belong to someone, but actually they don't. I mean, maybe the land belongs to someone, but the life force going on in every single tree is divine. And I realized during this time that most of the time my problems and my pain have been because I thought I owned something. I expected things to be in a certain way, for my father to stay with my mother, for my lover to stay with me, to not betray me. I wanted to own these things. But actually nothing belongs to anybody. I mean, the truth, the real truth, the creation, life, it just is, and it's a gift from God. And all our attachments to our parking lot and our piece of land doesn't cause anything but suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the message I got, and I felt like I was guided to share it too.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's so beautiful. Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that perspective. I think that's really true, but we don't usually think about it in those terms. We're so conditioned to think about ownership.
But whatever is valuable, it's not to be owned. I look at the plant
uh-huh.
in the lobby here, and they do belong to the owner of the building. But the life force in them belongs to God.
Mm.
And if that life force was not there, the owner could do anything. Should not have the plant around.
Right, exactly. That's beautiful. That's so true. Thank you, Prem Siri.
Thank you.
I'm so really touched by that.
Satnam.
Ari, there you are. Satnam.
I called too late. You already were talking. I'm like, okay, I'm not interrupting. So I actually fell asleep. How do you like that?
We got you all relaxed.
I woke up and was like, I'm like, oh, my goodness. You were already talking. But I want to add to something very beautiful that we can end. There was a Thanksgiving, and the same time there was Hanukkah. Hanukkah in Jewish tradition is not really about history. It's about light. It's a very, very spiritual holiday. It's not a religious holiday. Yeah, they taught us in school about the Maccabees and the war and the temple and the oil, but it's about the light, and it's about fiery energy. So, and I thought it was very appropriate in this month of transforming the fire. And remember that you are a beautiful light being when you light up the Hanukkah candles, the wax, or my mother used to do it with oil. Oil is the force of your forces of transforming the fire, and of course burning your karma, and so I wanted to add that Hanukkah for me was a beautiful. It's also the word Hanukkah. It comes in always in December and with Sagittarius, and it's like a rest stop. It's like you're resting now. You did so much the whole year. You did a lot of spiritual work, and before you enter the next year, you're resting and you're cleansing and you're transforming.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So I thought when I woke up, oh, I was in the rest stop.
Yeah, you were. You were in a rest stop. That's great. You were in a Hanukkah rest stop.
Hanukkah rest stop. And I want just to share a little bit something about the Hanukkah holiday. And,
wow, thank you.
Yeah. But it was, besides that, it was a very challenging week for me because someone... a member in the family, you know, in Thanksgiving or every holiday, it doesn't matter, there's always someone that challenges the whole group or says something, but this particular member of my family was challenging me, and he wasn't even in a physical, he wasn't present he was taxing me and telling me all the things. He was projecting to me, and he was saying horrible things to me.
Really?
He was really saying horrible things to me, pages and pages. And I just looked at it, and it was beautiful to see myself not reacting. I think if he did this 20 years ago, I would probably blast at him. But what I saw, I really saw... my heart open and compassion. I saw suffering. I saw him maybe waking up. I saw him cleansing. I saw this person teaching me or teaching himself or teaching the group. That's what I saw. I did not react at all. I didn't even respond. I just let it be. And,
wow.
Yeah, I never responded. I mean, and I'm not a person that you can just throw on me a bunch of garbage and I'll just sit there. I have to confront it or clear it or cleanse it or whatever. But this time, I just saw it in completely different light. And so I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. If I am in this position that I can actually read all these horrible things that are completely direct to me, and know that it has nothing to do with me. It's a projection of this person's mind into me. And then have compassion and have a heart opening and actually search inside what is there for me to read, what is there for him, what is there for the universe, who was it like from the creator, was it awakening? It was just beautiful, and I wanted to share that.
Oh, thank you. I love that. That is so beautiful. Yeah. We're all kind of moving up, you know? It's so nice to not react. What a relief, huh?
Yes. Yes. To know that we are all brothers and sisters, it is an unbelievable feeling. Unbelievable. To know that no matter what you do, it's okay with me. I don't know how to express that. To feel the love unconditioned to anybody, it's beautiful.
Yeah, how uplifting. Just even hearing you say that with that kind of depth, experience, and enthusiasm, I feel uplifted. Thank you.
Well, that's a good note to end. Much love and much uplifting from you and Yogi Bhajan and this beautiful being that I'm encountering every Wednesday, every Tuesday.
Yay. Well, thank you, everybody. And Yogi Bhajan is saying that his suggestion is to Rama Das Rama, like we just did, or Ramadasa, this week and to just keep expanding these thought big codes, feeling them in our body with that Jupiter and Cancer and the Sagittarius energy. So great being with everybody this week, and Sat Nam, and we'll look forward to connecting with you in our meditations.
Sat Nam, thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Sat Nam.
Love you.
Love you, Judy.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you, too.